keep on falling in.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Una voce poco fa in cor mi risuonò, il mio cor ferito è già l'imbolfo che piano.
It's me, third person, hello, sit down. The theme for today is yesterday's panties, today's breasts. I can show you. No, no, wrong breasts. That's today. Yesterday's. No, panties. Panties. Yesterday's panties. I think that was a Simon and Garfunkel song from a while ago. Yesterday's panties is another man's prolapse. Speaking of prolapse, Cheryl is extremely ugly. Lips. Okay. A lot of interesting conversation in the chat rooms today. Lips. Let's just play it for a sex con while I combobulate. I don't hear nothing.
1107 Loopy Fruit. Me too.
Sherman Tampoon 1107 Auntie Vera Charles. Babs my lovey. I got your email, and I will write you back about your points 1107 Valentine. I kinda like lentils. What we're watching right now. It's very peaceful 1107
Babs. I'd rather watch that.
Thanks Auntie Vera 1107 The Cursing Cat. Valentine's a BT of a coward 1107 The
Jeez,
Cursing
how late
Cat.
Did I start?
Yup 1107 Loopy Fruit. I love it when you say, my love, Vera. It reminds me of Gollum from Lord of the Rings 1108 Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh,
I kind of look like a fat Gollum 1108 The Cursing Cat. It liked it when Vera uses her real voice the black one 1108 Valentine.
11 people criticize
podcasts. I can't
podcasts.
Prove it, but I'm sure
they
you don't Auntie
do
Vera. 1108 Auntie Vera Charles. Lull at both cursing and BW 1109 Loopy Fruit.
Jeez.
Colors. 1109 Loopy Fruit.
Oh, another version of Jollyfest.
Loopy Fruit. Such beautiful flowers. It's 1109 Valentine. Ooh, I like that pattern. 1109 The Cursing Cat.
Okay.
There's a circus test on the screen. 1109 The Cursing Cat. Tent 1109 Auntie Vera Charles. Yes, you are 1109 Valentine.
Oh,
yep, 1109 The Cursing
so
Cat.
So fascinated I
Valentine
could shit
Coward,
my fucking
1110
pants.
Valentine Coward 1110-U-S-T-R-E-A-M-E-R 84,324.
Help.
Lips.
Oh, there, now finally somebody speaking my language. Lips. That I can understand. Listen, my I did the screen extension thing after I started live, which means I have to stop live and start again. So I need a minute from you. The video will not disappear. The audio will. Okay, I think I'm black now. Am I mostly black? Hello? Oh, all I had to do was switch streams. Okay. I have three vaginas. My name is Madge Weinstein. Normally I have six. I am sometimes a six cunt Sally. Hello, Sharon. By the way, first of all, I have to say, I was awestruck yesterday. I don't know if he's here now. I got a huge vagina. No, I got a huge donation yesterday. I was so shocked by Wayne Henley. He gave me the largest donation I've ever received. Seriously. And I'm very pleased. So thank you very much for that. I'm not going to say how much it is because I think I just don't like to say the amounts unless they're small so to embarrass people. But it was a huge amount of money for me, anyway. For me, it was huge. So thank you so much. And I thought, you know, I've been meaning to do this, but I wanted to go through the list of the people, at least mention the names. I know a lot of them aren't real names, but I don't give a flying fuck. So I don't really know, you know, so a lot of the names you won't recognize, even though they're names that I say all the time. But I'm not one to remove anybody's anonymity and animalist. Animal Nimini, Sea Anemone. Who likes these big titty? Who like the pig titty? Hello, Patty Hearst. Do you like them? Patty Hearst is here today. I like Patty Hearst. She's one of my favorites, peoples. I don't see anything on the screen. I'm not getting any check, so let me hide it and start the check again. Check room. I'm going to have to start saying check room because people are starting to copy. Oh, there we go. See? Oh, God. Now I'm getting all this shit. Barry, you don't have to send me anything. You pay me in other ways. Wink. All right, let's see. Auntie Vera sends me tanks of biofuel, also known as shit. Love Patty Hearst. Love Patty Hearst. Love Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst. Loved you in Serial Mom. Love Patty Hearst. Loved you in All That Crime in the 70s, too. I think you're great. Even though you didn't mean it, I think you're awesome. I think you got a rockin' attitude, Patty Hearst. Hey. What's that noise? Hey, Patty Hearst. Hey. Patty Hearst told me to raise a fist. Usually I don't take orders, but from Patty Hearst I do. Because she rock. Mm-hmm. Patty Hearst rock. She do be rocking. Look at this giant bottle of Antivera-inspired iced urine. The voice actors, they all drink urine, their own urine, like yogis. So in some ways, the Vera is like a yogi. She drinks her own urine. That way she can recycle some of the 1,200 calories of vodka she be drinking every night. I know. She did a whole thing about it. It's a disclaimer. It's not true. It's a gag. Tough shit. Freedom of speech, baby. Hey, what, urine anonymous? B.W. Valentine, you want to go to a meeting? What, a urine drinkers anonymous meeting? What's the first step? We admitted we were powerless over our own urine, and therefore we stopped drinking our own piss. Right? Of course, right. Madge is anything but anonymous. Well, this is true. I ate all those fucking jelly beans you sent me in a day. I am a goddamn fat bitch. If I ain't anonymous, I don't know what is. Hey, look at these titty. Hey. Fuck you. Big breasts look shorter, better on short women. What are you trying to say? You don't like the titty? Are you calling me short or what, Babs? These big old things. You want them. You should see when, well, you know what I mean. When they're not fake. Because you know I had a double mastectomy. I have to say that because some people get confused because it's bad enough people think I'm a drag queen. But then they see these, then they hear me talk about fake boobs and they're like, of course she's a drag queen. No, I'm a lesbian with a mastectomy post. Okay, so that's that. And I'm wearing, oh, did I ask about jock straps? Did I do that? I meant to start off with a question about jock straps. Uh-oh, am I recording? Let me make sure. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Oh, I posted Eat This Hot Show number 41. Finally. Did y'all see it? I posted it. EatThisHotShow.com. It's there. Thank you, Meal Beast. Need more Vera. Need more Vera. Jesus Christ. Only Vera would have said that. Only Vera would say that that show needed more Vera. Vera is definitely not shy. Can't wait to listen, says Loopy Fruit. And Patty Hearst says, excellent. Patty, I'd like to ask you a question. What do you think of the violent society we live in today? What do you think of all these shootings? I mean, you were a bank robber. As a bank robber, what do you think about all of these shootings and murders and the stools and those things and the rapes? Oh, I know you had Stockholm Syndrome, but it's not about you. I'm asking a question about, let's see, the lipstick. No, he ain't going to be showing you the lipstick unless he feel like it. You want to lick my lips? Oh, we had such a nice nap yesterday, didn't we? That's why we didn't leave the house. I had to do my yoga at home on the floor. And then I got 5 phone calls while I was trying to do my yoga, having a peaceful vagina. You agreed with who on Eat This Hot Show? People need to use complete sentences. Oh, you agree with me about the violence. Oh, okay. Americans are numb into violence. But see, I don't think it's, for me, it's not so much numb as it is that they are so, you know, like, it's fear. It's fear. They're afraid because there's no foundation. You know, I think Americans have no foundation knowing that, you know, any day their house can get foreclosed upon, their health insurance can get taken away if they even have it. You know, anybody, there's absolutely, like many European countries and other countries have, a sort of duty, no offense, Trotsky, duty to take care of one's countrymen on at least a base, in, at least, you know, in other words, everybody should have the right to food, clothing, and shelter if they're a citizen of whatever country. I believe that extends to the world. I don't think that's a big deal. But so many fucking Republicans have a problem with that, like saying, oh my God, if he gets health care, that means you're a dirty whore who won't work for a living. You got to watch this Tracy Ullman special. I don't know if it's a special or if it's a regular show. Have anyone seen Skeens that in the audience hear this? It's called State of the Union. Oh my God, it's just so good. I just love her. Rooster seen it. You know, and they did a piece. I can't even describe it without getting a vaginal orgasm. Cheryl said she loved it, and thank you. Where is Cheryl? Why does she have a spokesmodel? You know, it took me a fucking year to, there was this one scene that was just priceless. Reminded me of me. You know, she has these recurring characters. One of them is Arianna Huffington, you know, and she does this wonderful impersonation Tracy does of her. And Arianna's in bed in her mansion going, oh, it's my last blog of the day. And I can't do this impersonation, so don't laugh at me. You know, I have nothing to do. I don't know why I am single. I am 46 and single, you know. And then she goes to sleep, and she's got her PowerBook or her MacBook Pro in her arm, and she goes to sleep like this. All right, let's see. Squish duty in a model. That is an extremely intelligent comment, Maincaster. Sensor off. Andy Melton is a permanent moderator. He can turn sensor off, too. Mandy, by the way. Andy is a permanent monitored. But he's not, he chooses, I guess that's too much work for him. He's not getting paid to do that. Mm-hmm. Mandy Elton. And Elton John. He's sitting down, he ain't peeing. Who said he's peeing? He's sitting in his muff. Got a bunch of piss queens in here. What now? I know that's offensive. What? What is it? What do you want from me? Hello? What do you want? What? He wants to play. That's his play bark. That means come play with me. What? Give me a toy and I'll throw the Christing fuck thing. Jesus Christ. How many co-hosts of regular programs do you have on a, how many programs? Oh, there we go. See, I told you. See? This is going to be a fun catch. Prolapse. Sharon, did you answer my question? Why is Cheryl talking to you and not me? I haven't had Cheryl on this program in a long time, that fucking whore. I should just repeal that ban she did on me and just go ahead and call the phone. I don't want to guest though today, actually. I forgot. I wanted to talk. I'm getting a little schnot. Oh, I was going to list some of these wonderful people who sent me money. Okay. I'm not going to include the people who were paid me money because I sold them something. Sorry. Wayne Henley, of course. Steve Stalzi. Andrew Bain. Michael Gowda. Jack Isles. Brent Blankner. Timothy Reed, of course, of Tim Can't Read. We love her. Justin Davis, very generous from Justin Davis, I must say, too, of Justin Feed, extremely generous person. Cushion Ajinson, which sounds fake, but I don't think it can be. Cushion Ajinson, then there's Mrs. Krabappel. Thank you, Mrs. Krabappel. Mark Krabappel. James Rutherford. Chris Moron, thank you very much. Luke Thomas, Leah Cannon, Sharon Falk. Of course, that's the Sharon from Tampoons. And that's all in the past month. Thank you so much, people. I really appreciate it. You people are very nice to me. And if this continues, then I can do the show even if I'm broke. Almost. I'd still need to supplement it, but that's good money there for me, you know. It's almost enough for me me to pay a bill or two. I don't want to say. I don't want you to think I'm getting too much. I just need more. All right. I would ideally like to have enough to live on. That would be great. Without having to, like, do what Tim from Distorted View does and, you know, have a payment system where you have to pay by subscription. I don't really want to do that. Plus, it's too hard. Did I say... Oh, wait a second. Wayne Henley? No. Wayne? Wayne gave me another enormous donation in February? Oh, my God. Wayne, I had no idea. This is... You must really like this pogrom. I mean... I saw your picture. You looked young. You don't look like you could be old enough to be rich. But that's amazing. And Jennifer O'Cahan. O'Cahan. Wow. You know, maybe I should have paid more attention to this. Let's see. Who else do I need to thanks? Interesting. And nothing before February 15th. So I got all these donations starting February 15th. What happened then? What happened on February 15th that made all this start? Is that when I started doing the live show? Maybe that's when I started axing for donations? Oh, see, now I lost the check again. Let me see. I'm going to scroll down. Andy Mountain. Let's see. Who is the cursing cat? Is that somebody? Oh, my God. I'm so confused. This mouse is clicking me. I don't know. Probably when you threaten to quit doing the show. Oh, God. Oh, I think I'm quitting again. Says, show me the money. Hi, Andy. I love you. Have fat friends. You can eat a few giants for pin money. What's pin money? Oh, BW. Moopy. Wonder what happened to Moopy. She was cool. Moopy, wasn't Moopy just here earlier today? I don't know. What does iBot do? iBot off. Well, the bot is what does everything else. The bot is what listens to the commands. Like, that's really interesting. Fucking dang. Andy Melton, Mindcaster'd suck face. Oh, my God. Now Andy's in love with a Mindcaster. He's, why is it with you and straight people, you fucking Mandy Melton? What's with you and the straight people having the love? That's really pathetic. I thought it was money for working women who sewed. I don't understand. I got to stop reading the chat room. So you do have a problem, Andy Melton. Oh, no, there's a page next. I didn't realize it. It's not. It didn't start with February 15th. That's just, it says next. I have to press next. I'm a little bit computer tortured. Brian Biddle sent me money in January, and so did Shane Boyington. Very generous. Thank you very much. Shane, is that the Shane from No. Who is Shane? I'm thinking of Sean. I don't know. I know Shane. I know the name. I'm sorry, Shane. I can't remember. I know you. I know you. I got my hands up my cunt. This is wonderful. I appreciate it. It makes me feel like people actually appreciate my pogrom. I appreciate it. I like that. That doesn't mean it's going to suck any less. I heard that there was a fight on Twitter. Now, I haven't been watching my Twitters very much. Oh, in fact, I should Twitter that this show is going on right now. God, 16 audience members. That sucks. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeast. Oh, fucking wrong keyboard. Yeast. I use the laptop as like a second screen, so... So, sometimes I type on the wrong keyboard. Yeah, so, there was a fight between Matt and Kiko from the Visitronic. Matt, who was here yesterday, and Kiko said that this was one of the most boringest yeast radios ever because the guest, Matt, and I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I think, you know, I'd be the first one to discipline or diss Matt, but I thought it was a funny show. I enjoyed him reading that crap and looking retarded in the background. And in the end, you know, I judge my own pogroms, okay? I judge my own pogroms. So, oftentimes the shows that people don't like pogroms have, I like the pogrom, and I liked yesterday's pogrom very much. So when Kiko and Visitronics and what's his face Matt were fighting. Of course he's boring. That's his thing. He is boring. But it was funny to hear him reading. You know, Chris Weagle told him to read the goddamn index, and he starts reading the introduction. That's really stupid. And then when he was reading about the pear-shaped lummox, and he's pear-shaped too. That was funny. I just don't understand how you could not find that funny. I think Fizzy Tranix was a little jealous. But you know, Cuckoo, you come into the city all the time and you never fucking call me when you're here. You're welcome to be on the program anytime you want. Stupid bitch. I know, you'll deny it was jealousy. Ugh, I missed the humor there. Sorry. Well, evidently you're not missing it today because you're still here, even though there isn't any. What kind of art do you do? Did we talk about you, B.W. Valentine? I know you're an artist. You're a painter, right? You were kind of sick. Jump back down, you fucking bitch. Jump back down. Come on. All right, you're a painter. Now, do you have a website so that we can look at your paintings? Do you have a website you'd like to promote? Anyone, you can promote your websites. Site. Mindcaster, you wrote website, W-E-B-S-I-K-E. It's W-E-B-S-I-T-E, website. You're Dutch, so you have somewhat of a reprieve for doing that. Vera Speaks at Blogs. Oh, dear God, Vera can't even write her own blog correctly. It's veraspeaks.blogspot.com. Oh, my God. Oh, help me. I'm going to die. Okay. Brandywine. Weren't you on Moesha? Or that show Moesha, B.W. Valentine? Oh, what a cute little website. It's got somebody making dough on it. Looking at B.W. Valentine's website. Oh, fuck. Hold on. You know, the problem is with Ustream, it loads into my thingy. Opening a new window. Let's see what we... It's not opening in a new window. Everything's fucked up with this Firefox. By the way, I was trying to run this andymelton.net. We all know about that fucking thing. Every time you're on the show, I fucking post that Christ fucking thing. Look at all these artists here. All right. I need... I'm going to copy and paste these right now so that I have them. So I can put them in the show notes later because I don't, it's evidently not working for me to pull them up now. This is Yeast Radio show number. What show number is this for fuck's sake? 794? 794? Oh, like you've never done self-promotion. Oh, I thought that was Sharon. Sorry. Never mind. 794. Yeah. Eat my flannel pussy. That's extremely hilarious. Can you save that joke for Eat This Hut show next week? I mean, that'll just have them in stitches, Vera. That's a hilarious joke. Oh, I was way back. Sorry. I'm not here for this. Fattrackblog.com. Wait, I think I got a vote. Vote. Fart. Eat my flannel pussy. Self-promotion. Vera show, okay, the vera.podshow.com.com.com.com, it's over. That joke is over. It's not funny anymore. It's veraspeaks.blogspot.com, even though she can't even type it a goddamn self. Steve Rona is a photographer. Clematisimages.com, is that Steve from Colorado? Is that who you are? Okay, brandywinevalentine.com is the one that I'm going to look at afterwards because it's fucking up my uterus dream window. If anybody else, I was surprised. I didn't know that till we did the pogrom about the with Peter from the Pirate Bay. I didn't realize that many people are artists listening. I don't know if that's because I'm a lesbian or if it's because this is just the time of day when normal people that, you know, actually have a work ethic do that. Okay. England now. Because I don't know about you, but like for me, I consider myself an artist. I make these programs. Put more ice in the fucking bottle. All right, but I got to play something then. Hold on. Vera wants me to put more ice in my bottle. Or is that some euphemism for something gross? Whore.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'll be right back.
Gotta get up.
right back. Divas, fuck off.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Right. Andy is 400 pounds because of his thyroid, but how did we get to that? Cheryl is here. Cheryl. Cheryl, can I call you? Cheryl. I'm calling you. You're on the show. That means it's fair game to call your ugly fucking ass. Only for a minute. That's fine. I'll take anything I can get. Okay. Do I call your cell phone or your, I take Klonopin every night to get to sleep. And your cell phone or Skype? I'm sorry. Which one? C or S? C or S? Cell phones. Can you, why do you have to put a Z in everything? Why can't you speak proper English like me? Dumb fucking, I'm excited I get a Cheryl today. Cheryl is on the program today. Yay. I get to enjoy myself for once. Cheryl prolapse. No, that's the lips line. We don't want to call the lips line. We don't want to eat no lips. We got plenty of lips. Yay, Cheryl's coming out on the program. Hey, Cheryl, look, I'm licking my titty. You see that?
I love your new look today.
What?
You've heard me.
Fuck you.
Boy, I said I love your look today. It's very beautiful.
Really, what is it that you like about it? I think I've had this look before. Is it, haven't I?
I don't know. It's very short.
You like my skirt? Well, I'm wearing... look, it's kind of... I'm wearing little panty-wanties. You like it?
Bicycle skirts.
Ooh.
Skirts. Yes.
It keeps the lips from sticking out. Mm-hmm. See? So I can go like these.
Can you show me one of your lips? Come on. Come on.
Do I have to?
Yes. I want a closer, please. It'll help the ratings. What is that? What? That's a sandal.
Look.
Sandal.
It's my layup. You asked for a close-up of my layup, and now you complain that it looked like a sandal. Well, I'm an old.
I wanted to see your camel toes. Come on.
No,
camel
toes. I ain't finna. You know I can't do that. Nice girls don't show off their toes unless they're black. Oops. And on Jerry Springer. Listen, Cheryl.
I love the Tracy's Ullman show. Oh my God.
Oh, wasn't it great? Did you watch? Which episode did you watch? Both?
I'm almost finished with the first one.
Isn't it wonderful? The second one's even better.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's so good.
Everybody must watch this one. It's so good. So well done.
It's called State of the Union. But I'm sorry, if you don't pirate things, if you don't want to steal, you can't. You have to subscribe to Showtime for $80 a month. Otherwise, you can download it at the Pirate Bay. It's called State of the Union.
Illegal.
Excuse me. Well, it wouldn't be the first thing you've done illegal, if you know what I mean. So, Cheryl, did you have a jockstrap fetish when you were a little girl?
What's the point?
I did.
Really?
When I was a little girl, I wanted a penis so bad that I would take my father's jockstrap and I would put a giant banana in it, sometimes a plantain because they stay hard longer. I'd walk around in my underpants, in this jockstrap with this big old dong sticking out like, hey, look, I got this fucking meat downstairs.
That reminds me, this morning too, I was staying with a friend, and I think that her father also had a thing for my panties.
For your panties?
I walked into my room that I was staying in, Frank. And I caught him sniffing my panty.
Wait a second. This sounds vaguely familiar. Huh.
I know.
You sure your name isn't Griselda?
Okay. Sure. Sometimes I appropriate other people's lines.
That's true. It's called theft.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes my life more interesting.
You know, Cheryl.
But I did like her father and the way that he inhaled my woman scent.
Inhaled it?
Mm-hmm. Woman juices.
Did you bring him to a blissful state of entropy, as they say?
I don't think that he can get hurt anymore. He needs some medication.
So maybe he was taking it. Why do you need hard to sniff? Well, you don't need to be hard to sniff panty, do you?
Well, he didn't come.
Listen.
What?
I want to know if...
Sure.
I want to know what happened with Fizzy Tranix and Matt Blender. You're the one that told me about this conversation you observed. There was a little fike. What happened? Because I don't want to read all them goddamn Twitters. I hate that shit.
I really don't want to get involved. Sorry.
You don't have to get involved. I just want to report like you're a news reporter.
They're both completely retarded. The pear shape persists in our good friend Matt Blender, even though he ran a marathon.
What did you say? Even though he ran a marathon, walk.
Pear shaped persists.
True. True that.
Okay. And Vizitronix lives in a Republican neighborhood.
Of Naperville. True.
Fucked by self-hating mans.
He gets fucked by a Republican, you mean? Republican mans in where? In the forest preserved?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know. I think they just want to fuck each other. Because Vizitronix
is a chubby chaser.
Exactly.
You are a very smart woman sometimes. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you're a dirty whore. But it is possible to simultaneously be a dirty whore and observant. Now, so what were we talking about after the jerk strips? I think there was something.
You don't want anything in the mail.
You can't make reference to that without either playing it or sending me the clip. Why don't you send me the clip?
No.
But then
it'll be in the next program.
But it'll be a preview. Okay, so the next.
No.
Okay, so let's just say the next in line, please. Slogan is. Say it again.
You want anything in the mail?
You want anything in the mail? Cheryl on her next program called. Can I say this? Called the Hover Round Company.
No.
Oops.
Okay.
And has a nice discussion.
No.
What?
And not saying what the discussion was about.
Well, I don't know what it was about. I know it was about getting something in the mail. Vera, she's just jiving you. She knows you've been doing voiceover. Vera, sometimes you're so gullible. Kirsten Kent knows you do voiceover. She's just fucking with you. Good Christ.
Is she angry at me because she did a voiceover for the Hover Round? She was one of the old ladies that said them. And, you know, they asked them, how did you get to the Grand Canyon? And then the two old women say, Hover Round. You know?
Vera has the senility. Yeah, I haven't seen the Hover Round commercial. Is that the one with Evel Knievel?
It's the one my favorite.
On your face?
The favorites.
Who are you fucking these days, Cheryl? Are you getting laid? You sound a little bit happier than usual.
Yes.
Who are you fucking? Who are you doing? Who you want to be fucking?
Ain't none of your business.
Why not?
Because
he's 12.
No, I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I can't get up.
Listen, I don't have my soundboard is. I wiped it clean today, so I'm a little bit in need of new catchphrases.
Perfect.
Did you hear our new Eat the Touch show with Auntie Vera?
No.
Why? Because you hate.
Can't
you jealous?
Stand the bitch.
Why not?
It's like having two wand wisdoms in the same room. One of them quite informed, the other very, very uninformed, yet strong opinion and ignorance, all wrapped in to kind of like a bacon sandwich. It's kind of like the ignorance.
Okay, but you understand.
Is the watercress or whatever thing you wrap the bacon around. And
right.
And you've got an ooey-ooey-ooey kind of a barbecue sauce on the outside. And
oh, my God. But, Cheryl, tell me how this does not make her a perfect replacement for the Reagan Fox.
Oh. What? Team Seed.
Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly.
Do you know how I feel about her?
Wow.
I don't like to create controversies.
You are a controversy because you're so ugly.
Please wear a diaphragm.
I'm putting Lisswood things back on as I speak to you. I'm going to play the snap now in honor of you. The famous snap. You ready? Mm-hmm. Should I play it all the way through, including the whale sounds, or just the beginning? All right, but I don't know if I can set it to music or not.
Andy, my point is just this. Your body, when you eat...
Hold on, I got to start this over, because I want to be able to see if I can get it to a groove. You know what a groove is, Cheryl? A groove.
Hey, honey, I gotta go.
No, just wait. I'm not ready yet for you to go. Just wait. We'll finish the snap, then you can go. I promise. Shut up.
Andy, my point is just this. Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories at least. Go for it.
Oh, my.
It's the most interesting thing that's happened in this.
Did you hear me then?
Are you in your own room or do you share a room with mother?
I have my own fucking room, you stupid bitch.
Please
sit on your face.
You're
making like whale
plumbing,
sounds.
Do you have water? Sewage treatment?
All right. You can go now, Cheryl, if you need to.
Well, thank you for that. It was nice to see you.
When will it be? When it's nice to never have seen you.
Yeah, well, you've seen me before.
Cheryl, when can we expect you to post your program with the Hover Round?
Maybe this weekend, honey.
And what is it we're saying again now, the new thing?
CBS.
No, the new thing.
You don't want anything in the mail.
Yeah. Okay, so how can I go to what? Is there a restaurant, like a corner bakery, where they say that over and over again so I can make a video about it?
No, but you could go to the corner bakery and interview that woman, the next in the line, please.
Oh, great. I'm sure I wouldn't get shot at.
Why you say get shot? Because she brought...
What would I interview her about? Hey, what do you say when somebody's not there?
Next in line, please.
What do you say when somebody's in line and you just finish waiting on somebody? I say next in line, please. Okay, ma'am. Next in line, please, lady. And what do you say when there's nobody there and you're standing at your cashier, at your cash register, doing nothing? I say next in line, please. Very interesting interview, Cheryl, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, adjust the white balance, honey.
What are you talking about? Me?
White balance.
Me?
No, for the interview.
Oh, why?
Nothing. Oh, shit. All right, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later, you piss-drinking whore.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Please wear a diaphragm all the time.
I'm back to Lisswood. This is what's happened to me. Sharon's cards are beautiful. The Lynn cards. Do I have my presents here or did I leave them over there? She makes the most beautiful cards, personal greeting cards. LynnCards.com. LINNE cards. Oh, she's a very nice woman. In fact, the backpack I wear every day was also sent to me from her. And it would belong to her late husband. Can you see it there on the chair? Trotsky's right next to it. You see it? I wear it every day. I wear it every day. And then you can tell because it's kind of green from the mold from when it rains out. Because, you know, I ride my bicycle everywhere and everything. Hold it up. I'm not going to hold it up. I'm not going to hold it up. You know why? Because that would involve walking all the way over there with taking the goddamn headphones off. Why? Why should I hold it up? Why do you need to see it? It's a fucking backpack. Roll on the chair. Yeah, but the fucking wire doesn't reach. And then I'll tilt everything over and swear. And I don't like to swear. This is a pod safe. Okay, so let me tell you a story. This is kind of meta, as they say. This is my comrade. Let me wipe my joint. Actually, I got an itch in my pajama, thanks to Cheryl. So let me just, this is how you do it. According to Laurel, you use a towel to wipe your, to scratch the vagina. Oh, God. My vagina go all the way back. My vagina go all the way back. And it itch. My pussy look like you, Cheryl. My pussy look like you. Kind of feels good a little. In a bad way. It feels good in the way, like, sometimes, you know, you do something and you scratch. It feels good when you're scratching it, but then you know it's going to be raw after. Can't smell on a goddamn internet. What the fuck do you think? People are so dumb. All right. There was a topic, something I was going to talk about. Can you tell me, please? Please? Briefly? I'm quitting Skype because this is intended to not be a Skype show. Vera. God, this show is too long. I got to make this show shorter because it's just like people can't possibly keep up with this show. Oh, meta. Okay, meta. Oh, my God, it's not working. What was meta? Pod safe. Oh, okay. No, that's not working either. What was it? No. Oh, yeah. I know what it was. So, you know this podcast company called Blubbery? I've known the guy since, beginning of podcasting. I forget it. Tom, he's a nice guy that runs this company, Blueberry, and they also do podcast news. I forget his name. He wrote one of the podcast books. Anyway, very nice man. I think he lives in Hawaii. But they're sending out these emails to members of their podcasting. Todd Cochran, thank you. Members of their podcasting community. Evidently, they've made some sort of an arrangement. And I'm taking this through word of mouth, so I apologize if I'm wrong. Please feel free to correct me. But they've gotten – Blubbery has made – an arrangement. And I like the company because they're, in fact, it's, I think, Jade, one of the board members, if not the CEO or the chairman of the board, is gay. So they're very gay friendly. So I certainly the most gay friendly podcasting company that I know of. Having said that, so this is what I understand. In fact, I probably shouldn't even say, cause it's secondhand news. But that they made some deal with Costco to supply podcasts to Costco. And I don't understand what that means. I mean, like, what, you're going to play podcasts in the store or something? Or you're going to sell Suck My Duck? You can say dick here. I turned off the censorship. Unless you really have a duck, in which case I'm not interested. okay. So I don't know how you – I don't know. Maybe they're selling preloaded iPods at the Costco whatever so that Vera can put it on her bill that she pays late, maybe. I don't know. But whatever it is, they said that we want – so if you have one of these shows, if you have a family-safe show, please let us know so that we can put it on, the Costco list and maybe you can get money for it or something. And they said like 800 times it has to be family safe. Please self-certify that your show is family safe, family safe. And I'm just like, family safe? Michael, I don't suck dick. I'm a lesbian. Andy, where's my moderator? Andy. Okay, Michael, you have one chance to behave because I don't. And then you get kicked off by Andy Melton, who's obese, even though he's not online. Oh, well. Anyway, no, I don't suck dick, not even for research. I'm a lesbian. I suck potatoes. You suck my dick, you match. This is somebody from China, clearly upset that I point out China's human rights observation. I have to say, though, Michael, you are extremely... you are a man of letters and you are very, very, very witty in your clever insults. Suck my dick, you Madge, 20 times, repeat, repeat. And that really takes a lot of brains and a lot of skill. And I applaud you for the yuck. But I get all these Chinese propaganda people. They always come at me. They write weird things. And then it's never the proper English. Whenever I blogs anything about China, it's the same fucking thing. It's these weird, bad English people that are basically, saying China's great. I can't stand China. I think it's a horrible country. I hate their human rights violations. I think it's just gross. I hate the country. I hate them. Do you think the U.S. should boycott the opening ceremonies? Yes, of course I do. Except for the lesbians. I was watching. No, I have not been to China. In fact, my parents wanted to take me to China, courtesy of them last year. And I refused because I will not set foot in that country. It's bad enough I have to live in a human rights violating country. I won't go there. I just won't. All right. Anyway, so that was the Costco thing. Now, I have some things I did circle in my news reader, and then if there's nothing there I need to talk about, I'm going to go. What the fuck are you talking about? These people are insane. What happened with Adam Curry interview? What are you talking about? What about Chinese buffets? Hate Chinese buffets. It's all this sticky gooey. All right, I'm ignoring the chat room now. Sorry, it's really getting stupid in there. All right, let me find my... Where's my mouse? Start items. Come on, Trotsky, it's time. Oh, here's a good one. This is one we can all agree on. This is from Reuters or Routers. Virtual colonoscopy reduces bowel preparation. Reduces bowel preparation? Extensive cleansing of the bowel is not necessary for patients undergoing virtual colonoscopy. Dutch researchers report in the journal Radiology. Virtual colonoscopy, also known as CT, colonography involves the use of CT to create images that are analyzed, or whatever. We got the headline. That was the important thing. Do you like sperms? Oh, my God. Move it. I got to blow my nose. Excuse me. I do not have a hairy back, you fucking whore. Hold on. So I want to show you what my friend Bill Haddad gave me for my 9th anniversary of being an obese woman. Oh, look at this book. Brass Diva, it's the biography of Ethel Merman, and it's a good one. And I'm very excited. And I found out that something is wrong because, you know, I always tell that story about how I met Ethel Merman in 1967 after her daughter Ethel Jr. died. And the way she tells the story is a little different. The biographer, I think the biographer got it wrong. So let's look at page 367. Let's see if there's any news I need to tell you about. Oh, Artie Lang walked out in a faggot rage off of the Howard Stern set, yelling faggot. He's going to be dead soon. Oh, this is really funny. Oh, my God. Go to Lady Bunny's blog and look at this. What would a gay terrorist look like here? I'll just put the thing here. This is a funny picture. You should go to Lady Bunny's blog. What a gay terrorist would look like. It is so fucking funny. She is a hilarious, hilarious woman. Okay. Let's see. Tell me that isn't hilarious. Oh, McCain says he'll cut deficits just like Reagan did. When, of course, Reagan tripled the deficit because of his tax cuts. And military increases, and yet he still managed to cut social programs. What a douche. He certainly did ruin the country, Vera. But other people have helped. Now, let's see. Now, I remember the page because it's page 365, same as the number of years McCain can't cut bread. Here, I'll just show you a picture. I'm not going to read anything from this because it's too hard. But, you know, a lot of people think I was making that up about Ethel, but and her daughter, Ethel Jr., but here's a picture of her. See, that's Ethel Merman, the grown-up, with Ethel Jr. there up there. She's the one that she OD'd in 1967 and died. And that's her, the son. I forget his name, Bob Levitt, I think. The other thing is Ethel's name when she died was not Ethel Levitt. It was another name because she was married and she had kids. So I'm really excited. This is a great book. It's well done, and I have a vagina. I just want to find that thing, though. Whose vagina belonged to? Batman and Robin. Your mother with stink hair. Oh, her last name was really Geary. So it was Ethel Merman, Ethel Levitt Geary. Let's see. Okay, Barbara, age 6, ran out of the cabin to find the nearest grown-up, a woman, Carol Friesen, there on her honeymoon. Friesen was waiting in the car while her husband checked them out of the Green Mill Hotel, remembers the girl approaching her and saying, "Can you help me? I can't wake up my mom if she's all blue." She accompanied Barbara up to the cottage and found the stiff body of Ethel 6 Geary. 6? She also remembers that vodka and medicine bottles were scattered around the room, but no note of any kind. And Miss Friesenden called the fire department at 10:30. Where's the Eggman? And the county coroner arrived and pronounced Ethel Geary dead, giving the time of death 12:30 to 1:30 a.m. But then she just talks about not having a memorial service and scattering the ashes. So I don't understand. Geary's cremated ashes were placed in a family alcove in a small mausoleum in the Colorado Springs area. And Merman, Ethel Merman, started an Ethel Merman Geary scholarship at the Colorado College, asking people to make donations in lieu of flowers. So there's something very, very, very weird here, because this biography, which was, you know, applauded by the New York Times book review and all this fancy schmancy, is wrong. Because I, as I have told many times, in 1967 was working at my father's funeral home in the Bronx, and Ethel Merman had the funeral there. So I don't understand why this biographer is wrong. It's really weird. Anyway, oh my God, are you people fucking, I don't want any fucking piss and vinegar on the goddamn chat room. Why do people always fight on chat rooms? I don't know, I'm not really reading it. Gitmo Commander says he's sick of torture stories. Sharp increase in risky sex. This is risky gay sex, according to Vancouver. China condemns torture relay disruptions. Tried our red snapper. Another thing from Lady Bunny's blog. Jesus, she's on a roll. Let me show you this one. Cheryl, are you still there? Did you all like that thing I showed you? It's hard to keep up with this chat room. This is another. Did you like that picture of the gay terrorist? Let's see. That's wonderful. Okay, now look, this is the title of this is Red Snapper, the one I just posted. Tried our Red Snapper, says Lady Bunny. That's a picture of Andy Vera, someone says. I want to squeeze. Did you see? Did I post it? Where did it go? I can't deal with this chat. Let me try it again. What is wrong with this fucking cunt? My chat is gone again. Jesus Christ. I don't understand it. Okay, I'm going to hide in and show. Hide and play. Where's the chat? Now I can't even see the chat anymore, and it doesn't even give me an opportunity to press it. Oh, there. Presk. I got to piss the old giner out. Now that was, okay, I got it. I can see. There is, Cheryl, do you like that? Oh, she's gone. I got to go. I got to pee the giner. Vera, I'll talk to you in an hour, right? Or a little bit less, is that right? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, anybody have any suggestions? Amusext? Anything? Otherwise, I don't have time. I'm just going to play something real quick because I got to piss the giner. I got to piss the old giner out, and I ain't going to do it in this because it's already got enough pee. That doesn't make sense. All right, I'm just going to play a horrible remix of something that you'll hate then. Bye, Chinese lovers. But that makes sense. Bye.